Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got a reason, but I just wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice. Alice, who the fuck is Alice? Oh, yes, we've got a little revelation today because, there's certain people in life you can't take seriously, and men who wear Alice bands have to fall right into that bracket. And I'm not one to tittle-tattle, but a little birdie told me on WhatsApp at the weekend that old Jeff Milhouse, a.k.a. Betty Blogger, we've had him on for an interview, and this never came out in the interview. Well, Jeff's next door neighbours have been living next door to Alice. He walks around, he does his gardening with an Alice band on. I mean, you get Beckham with his long hair to keep it out of his eyes while playing football, Ronaldo, Bale. But oh no, old Jeff slips on the Alice band to go and do a little bit of gardening. What the fuck is that all about, Jeff? Come on, son. I think we should get you on again to explain it away. I mean, I've seen you. I can't see any circumstance where your hair needs an Alice band, let alone to get it on and go out and do the gardening. What sort of gardening are you doing? Do you do it like high speed? Do you run down with the strimmer, run down the side with the when your hair's flapping in your eyeballs? But I'm not one to tittle-tattle here, Mile. It did make me chuckle, though. I'm not going to lie, I had a little chuckle to myself. Here we go. So there, old Jeff's neighbours living next door. I see it's moving up there, son. You should have stayed down here. But yeah, I'm not going to say who told me. Just a little birdie whispered in my ear at the weekend. Old Alice band Jeff, eh? Dear me. Right, guys, I have processed Ultimate. We've got three French fixtures. It seems that I'm not going to say all of you because I'm sure the people who haven't spoken up, but some of you have got off to a nice solid start, which is good. Results were quite favourable, weren't they? I've had a relatively good few weeks myself, I'll be honest. It's been quite nice. As I say, my next step, I've got a couple of really good methods that I will try and look at this Telegram setup. It's just how much time it's going to take, but I'm going to do my trading group, sort them this week, and then I'll have a look at that next week. Kevin Kelly asking me, can I do a US Open preview? Like I'm some sort of performing monkey. I will be looking at the US Open, Kev. I don't know when, but I'll get a time to look at it and try and get it on probably have to get it on the pod tomorrow. I don't know what time they tee off Thursday, see if I can maybe leave it till Thursday morning would do me a favour. What else have we got? Old Alice, who the fuck is Alice? Doobie 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 doo 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 doo. I love it. I haven't had a little sing song for a while. Have we been too busy for a bit of singing? Right. Hang on, I've just got a bet in China while I'm talking to you. Hang on a second, got to get the old bet angel up. I've got Safari, where's that? Let's see what the score is, see where we are, how many minutes gone. There we go, right, let's lump on. I've got no football to you, this one, you've missed this one, so I'm not going to give it out now because it's too late. We're in full flow, so I'm having a mare here. Hold on a second. Hold on. Bear with me, team. Please. Sorry about this. Just got to have this bit. Don't know what's going on. There we go. Right. We're in. We're off and running. At the races. Just got one more to do. Yeah, it's live. See? Live. Like you sat next to me. There we go. Right. Clicking away. Yeah, and I know, as I said yesterday, people were disappointed that I didn't lose me. I've come to terms with Tottenham Hotspur Football Club. We had 2 years where we should have kicked on. I didn't watch it the other day. I was in a live Zoom trading session. I was trading with some FTS guys on Sunday afternoon via Zoom. And I had it on in my iPad, just sort of in silent on the corner of my eye. One, it's about 5 minutes behind because I was in the over 2.5 having put it out. And on that note, I hope some of you got on the Chelsea-Brighton stuff last night. I didn't watch that, but Chelsea apparently weren't that great from what but I think they'll be up there at the end. But back to the old Spuds. And I just was catching bits out the corner of my eye. Spurs didn't seem to have the ball at all, never seemed to be
have it, and Everton seemed to be peppering the goal. I don't know whether that is true, because genuinely I wasn't really paying attention, but we've just got poor players, haven't we? If you've got a chairman, I mean, he can go on that. I watched the two of those Amazon things now where he goes on and he says the people's persona of me is that I'm not ambitious. We've got 20 years of evidence to show he's not ambitious. We've won fuck all, 2 League Cups. When was the last time we bought a marquee signing? Somebody who actually made you go, wow. You know, really wow. I mean, I had hopes for Ndombele, having watched him in a couple of Champions League games. But when was one that we bought somebody and you thought, you know, wow, that's the man we used to have? You know, you look at our history of signings, Gascoigne, Ardiles, Klinsmann, Lineker, you know, we signed great players. Now we just signed dogs, don't we? And they're garbage, you know. Winks, Sissoko midfield, that guy from Southampton. You know, we're bargain basement shopping. He doesn't put any money in, you know, like that. You can say, oh yeah, but he's built a lovely stadium. A stadium's not, doesn't mean nothing without a football team. Fans want to see good football and teams win. And it doesn't matter who the manager is. I've got to the stage now. I did think when he signed Mourinho, I thought, he's not going to sign him and not support him. That was my view. And obviously now he's probably got COVID, he'll fall back and blame. But I don't think he's any intention of buying decent players. I think he thinks that a top manager can make a silk purse out of a sow's ear, and that's how he's been for 20 years. It's not going to change. It's just disappointing. And the lockdown period, as I said, I read that book, Can We Have Our Football Back? My whole perception of football changed. Of course I want Tottenham to win, but I won't be getting that revved up about it. I've already accepted that our season will be over by Christmas. We'll be out of all the competitions. You know, we're not going to win the FA Cup. I know that starts in January, but we're not going to win that. The minute we play a decent team, we'll get beat. And we'll be mid-table, you know, batting around, as I said. It'll be Tottenham, Arsenal, Wolves, you know, Man United batting it round from 4th to 8th, and I would fancy Tottenham to probably finish bottom of that pile. But it is what it is. That's what you're dealing with. You're dealing with a manager who's got no ambition. Not a chairman who's got no ambition. And as I say, from what I caught out my eye, you know, you can't just say, oh, it's first game of the season. I mean, he's already saying players aren't fit. What are we talking about? Let's not make sad, pathetic excuses. Let's say what we are. But no, I mean, I think, you know, Everton fans, don't get too excited. You've beaten a shit Spurs team, like Newcastle fans getting excited about. You've beaten West Ham. If West Ham carry on, they're going to be right down the bottom. Yeah, Tottenham are miles off. And with Tottenham, I do get my hopes up. Of course you do, because the chairman might have a go, but he's not. And until we change the chairman, the club is never going to change. Until that chairman leaves, nothing will ever change. Tottenham will not compete or win anything with him at the helm. And as I said, I thought the other manager was a fraud anyway. He'll never win anything. And you can see nobody's rushing to sign him, have they? How long has he been out of the game now? Nearly a year. Speaks volumes. But there you go. So that's it. So you're not going to get me lose my shit. I talk very clean and very calmly about it. Trouble speaking, easy for you to say. But that's it. Yeah, so I've got nothing for today. I was going to do some horses, but I've just run out of time. I'm sorry, it's just a time thing at the minute. But I will. Hang on, I've just got this being a goal here. I've just got to lay that. I'll be back tomorrow. I'll try and do the golf tomorrow. I think there's a little bit more football on tomorrow. I think we've got a bit of Japan and that, so I'll have a look at that early in the morning. And then I will just continue as normal. But I will be back with you all tomorrow morning.